You guys remember the 1994 classic movie Ace Ventura? Yes, okay, thank you. You remember how funny it is when he talks with his butt? Still holds up, right? After all this time. Do you think as a society we've progressed enough where I can pretend to do that with my cadoodle? You know, like, hello! My cadoodle's Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello! But sometimes I smoke, so sometimes she's like, hey, what are you looking at? Yeah. What, you don't got a problem with me? Take this outside. Is anyone here an organ donator? Like, not now, but, you know. Oh my God, I love to hear it. Bunch of heroes in here, that's awesome. I signed the card too, but purely for egotistical purposes. Because I smoke, and I drink, and I dabble in recreational drugs. So like, who am I helping? I'm doing a good deed. But I read a thing, like, people do something called live harvesting, which sounds kind of gross. But it's kind of cool, right? And it got me thinking, like, hey, what if we ask prisoners to do that? You know? Hey, whoa, 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 let me explain myself. We're asking if you want to, you know, donate a pint of blood, buddy, you get a pack of darts. You know? Thank you for helping. You know, let's say a convict wants to donate his kidney. Now he only serves out half his life sentence. Depending what he did. You know, there's some nuance there. Things might get a bit hairy, though, when, you know, a burn victim gets skin grafts with gang tats all over him. Kind of works for him, though, because he's technically a skinhead now. And it would suck if you woke up from surgery and found out you were given the heart of a pedophile. But it's better than his eyes.